You're with Morning Ireland at 7:48. Last weekend's oil spill in the River Shannon near Athlone has killed several birds and pollution continues to be a major problem there. Oil has now spread into the nearby canal south of the town. Westmeath County Council says it has treated all contaminated areas identified on the Shannon and continues to work with local agencies in the clean-up effort. But investigations into why the oil spill happened in the first place are ongoing. Rory O'Loughlin is a local primary school teacher with a love for the area's wildlife, and using his own kayak, he's been credited by animal charities as having played a major role in the rescue of swans, ducks, cygnets and many, many more animals and wildlife over the past few days, often on his own. Well, our reporter Tommy Meskell spoke to Rory last night from his kayak after his latest rescue attempt.
The light is kind of fading, so I have to leave. There's two herons down there. The National Parks and Wildlife Service have been absolutely brilliant for us down here. They have contacted me with another two herons that have been oiled and sent maps to me as well with the exact location. So I was able to check on those.
Would you say much wildlife has died? Would you be able to quantify it?
I can only say what I've taken. Like, I know if we had a lot more people out here, we'd probably be taking a lot more in. I'm talking about 12 swans maybe. About 4 or 5 dead cormorants, about four ducks as well who had died. Downstream is where we're going to have the big problem, and it's going to be really big downstream. I've just been trying to sort out the wildlife right up here. When you go downstream, you've got 50 to 60 adolescent swans. They go together after become cygnets. They all go down here and hang out together. There's loads of them. Like, it could even be up to 100. I don't know. When I went to try and catch those ones, they're very wild. They're harder to catch. I'm using my bare hands to catch these swans. Like, I've got gloves. That's about it.
And when you catch the animals, what do you do with them?
I am bringing my wildlife at them, or our wildlife at the moment is up to Kildare Animal Foundation wildlife units. I had two I brought up the other day that were too weak to even wash them. They would have died if we washed them, okay? There's an awful lot of animals that it's going to be too late for. Like, I can't see any of the cormorants between here and Shannon Bridge. If this goes on, all the cormorants will be wiped out anyway because of the oil.
They can't survive. You're clearly very passionate about this. It must be heartbreaking, actually. You know, you're doing good work and you're saving as much as you can. You're also coming across heartbreak, really, as well. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's fair to say. There's been moments that have been hard, all right. We're just kind of asking everybody to support, to go to the GoFundMe page as well, so we can keep it up. Like, it's absolutely tearing the wildlife apart down here. And if the fishermen are right, what they're saying about fish kill, then it looks like we will have a fish kill. I don't know. Like, I'm a lay person. I'm learning as I go along. I don't know. Maybe it's because we haven't had something like this before. But I think in Ireland, it's about time we need to stand up when we know that there's something that we don't really know how to do or get on, that we all get together and we sort it out. You wouldn't believe the amount of support the people in Athlone have. They know them by name. We know them. We know each family of birds around here. We're a bit weird. We know the swans by, you know, we still know each family of swans. We know how many each family has, or many cygnets they have. We know where you'll find the kingfisher. We know where you'll find all the different things. You know, they're out there. They're our animals, like, and it's tough.
It is tough. That's Rory O'Loughlin there, a local primary school teacher and local rescue volunteer. They're talking about his efforts on the Shannon this week with our reporter Tommy Meskell.